United States.
Guantanamo Bay, another fine mess. Yet another blow to the system for trying terrorist suspects.
This week's surprise dismissal of war crimes charges against two Guantanamo detainees may be based on a mere technicality, as red-faced administration officials hasten to claim, and some way round it will, doubtless, soon be found. It nevertheless drives another nail into the coffin of the whole sorry system set up by George Bush to deal with suspected terrorists after the September 11, 2001 attacks. In separate decisions on June 4, two military judges ruled that the Special Military Commissions set up under a 2006 Act had the power to try only unlawful enemy combatants. The two defendants, Omar Khadr, a Canadian accused of killing an American soldier, and Salim Hamdan, Osama bin Laden's Yemeni-born former driver, had, like most other Guantanamo detainees, been categorized simply as enemy combatants. Under the Geneva Conventions, a combatant is deemed lawful and therefore entitled to prisoner of war status and protections if he is a member of either a regular government force or an organized militia, wearing a distinctive sign, carrying arms openly, and abiding by the rules of war. As such, he may refuse to give his captors any information save his name, rank, and serial number, and, if charged, would be entitled to a trial by a normal court-martial. This was obviously not what Mr. Bush wanted. He argues that al-Qaeda members do not qualify as lawful enemy combatants and are therefore not entitled to any rights or protections. But in June last year, the Supreme Court ruled that anyone held in American military custody anywhere in the world is entitled to at least the minimum protections under Common Article 3 of the Geneva Conventions, guaranteeing the right to be humanely treated and, if charged, to be tried by a regularly constituted court affording all the judicial guarantees. The existing commissions did not meet that standard, the justices said. In the rush to pass legislation to make the commissions lawful, officials evidently overlooked the fact that other tribunals, whose job it is to determine the status of detainees, can place them in one of only two categories. Either they were deemed enemy combatants, in which case they could be held without charge until the end of Mr. Bush's global war on terror, or they were not, in which case they could be released. Neither option now appears to allow for any of the suspects to be tried. From the outset, the military commissions, the first to be set up since the Second World War, have been dogged by controversy and legal challenge, not least from the Pentagon's own lawyers. In 5.5 years, only one detainee, David Hicks, an Australian, has been convicted after a plea bargain in March. Messrs. Khadr and Hamdan were the first due to stand actual trial. However, this week's decision will not mean they will be set free. The administration has already said it will appeal. If the appeal fails, the two, and any others charged with war crimes or terrorist offences, will doubtless simply be redesignated as unlawful combatants in new hearings, before being returned to the military commissions that have just dismissed the charges against them. But the embarrassment of the latest ruling will make even more people wonder whether it would not be better simply to abolish the whole mess.